All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we've got Zero Chassis Part 3. Again, don't do what he's doing. Don't do what he's doing. She's drunk. Like, fucking slopping ass, wasted drunk. So, yeah, not a thing you want to do in real life. At all. But a lot of you guys know that. At any rate, let's go ahead and finish this scene that never should have happened, in my humble opinion. Soko, clad in only a sheer pair of full-body tights, reclined on her bed. Mamoru gulped nervously as he realized once again how different she was, drunk. Giggling merrily, Soko lay on the bed, opening and closing her legs. Each time she spread her legs wide, the petals of her pussy would pull apart, her glittering juices stretched across her slit. Mamoru was at a loss for words, so entranced he even forgot about his throbbing cock. He didn't feel disgust at all, only a pleasant jumble of surprise, lust, and pleasure. He simply stood there, gazing at her exposed pussy and breasts. Her eyes twinkled mischievously as she talked dirty to him. His eyes kept slipping between the blossoming petals of her pussy and her full, luscious breasts. Yeah. Being completely nude, it was impossible to hide the truth. She laughed in pure glee as she spread her legs as wide as possible. He heard the dirty sound of her sopping wet pussy lips pulling apart, and suddenly her slit was completely exposed. Mamoru couldn't keep his cock from jerking spasmodically at the overwhelmingly sexy sight before him. Soko smiled delightfully at his reaction to her body, but Mamoru couldn't help but feel utterly humiliated. Still, he couldn't stop staring at her pussy spread out before him. He said, "The plump part between my legs? It's my labia majora." All Mamoru could do was gulp nervously and nod as Soko began pointing out and explaining her anatomy. This frilly part sort of stuck in the labia majora is the labia minora. Majora and minora, got it? I get it, I understand. He knew his response was pretty dumb, but he kept nodding vigorously as she continued. Meanwhile, his cock kept throbbing and twitching incessantly. See this bump at the top of my slit? That's the clitoris hood. It's like the shaft of a guy's cock. Whether what she said was true or not, Soko seemed really happy teaching him all about her pussy. Willing to do whatever she asked, he watched intently with bloodshot eyes. And then, this little bean right here? Is the clitoris. It's like a very tiny version of the head of your cock. She pulled back the clitoris hood as she spoke, exposing her tiny clitoris. He couldn't stop staring at her small, rock-hard, light pink bud. Right underneath is the urethra opening. To each side, there's all these shallow grooves, see? That's where my pussy juice comes from. She explained how she excreted pre-cum fluids from the Bartholin's gland. What? Pre-cum-like fluids from the Bartholin's gland, but Mamoru's gaze was drawn to the slit just below. Hurry up! More and more, his eyes kept moving ahead to the next part, as if begging for the next chapter of this lecherous lesson. This is interesting. She says, last but not least, the part that causes your cock to twitch so delightfully, my pussy. Designed to make your cock feel so nice. There's one more hole here, but that's reserved for advanced students. He watched as her pale pink pussy twitched almost like a mouth opening and closing. As he watched, more and more semi-transparent pre-cum dripped from the tip of his cock. Momoro-kun, come here. Let me see your hand. Sure, here. He held out both hands and Soko grabbed them, staring at his fingertips. Ah, she says, good, you passed. Your fingernails are neatly trimmed. Of course, as a judo athlete, we have to keep our nails short so we don't accidentally injure our opponents. She seemed momentarily impressed. Suddenly, he noticed a mischievous glint in her eye as she pulled his hand down to her pussy. In that case, you can go ahead and put a finger inside. She slipped his finger inside as she spoke, and instantly the tip was enveloped in her slippery, wet pussy. Gotta go slow at first. Push it in and pull it out slowly, Momoro-kun. Your finger feels so nice. As Soko moaned with pleasure, Mamoru's cock continued twitching spasmodically. Actually, thinking back, he hadn't fingered Mitsuko when they had sex. Soko-san, you feel so hot. Fingering the pussy for the first time, he felt how hot and slippery it was, how the multitudes of folds inside her pussy clung to his finger, rippling over it. So this is what it's like. He could feel so much more through his finger compared to his cock, his desire to fuck her quickly becoming unbearable. He says, if you go a little deeper and bend your finger up toward my stomach. Soko lay with her legs spread wantonly wide, and the smell of alcohol mixed with her feminine scent tickled Momoro's nose pleasantly. Like this? He bent his finger like she said, and suddenly her hips jerked upward. He said, Momoro-kun, you're a fast learner. You found my G-spot right away. It feels so good. Hearing her luscious moans and seeing her hips jerk in pleasure turned him on even more. It's so good, right there. Rub against it harder. That's my weak spot. He couldn't help but smile as juice drip poured out of her pussy, drenching his finger. She says, I'll teach you another way to make me feel real good. Go ahead and play with my clit. At her request, he reached over with his free hand and touched her clitoris. She says, try using some of my pussy juice and be gentler than you would when rubbing yourself. Try using the pad of your fingertip in a circular motion, like that. Following her directions, he began stroking her exposed clit. Her slippery, wet bud felt very similar to the sensitive skin on the head of his cock. I guess it was true after all that her clitoris and the head of his cock were similar. Impressed by this discovery, he focused intently on teasing her clit. He says, you're rubbing against my G-spot, teasing my clit perfectly. So good, Momoro-chan, you're so good at this. Her limbs trembled faintly as she moaned in pleasure. With his cock covered in pre-cum, he focused intently on fingering Soko's pussy. As he rubbed her hardened butt round and round, more juices flowed out of her pussy, making her clit even wetter. That's neat. When I push up with my finger, her stomach moves. Her lower belly would jerk faintly from time to time as he continued rubbing her G-spot. Rubbing slightly off to the side caused another spot to swell and twitch. Amazed by the reaction and enjoying seeing her in moan and pleasure, he continued teasing her body incessantly. She says, I love when you rub against my bladder like that, which is kind of interesting. Her breathing was rapidly getting heavier, her spread knees trembling. A strong, unwashed, musky scent mixed with her sweet, feminine aroma hung cloyingly in the air. Cloyingly in the air. Her body was rapidly heating up with pleasure. The feminine scent from her pores, the strong, musky odor from her slit, and the sweaty perfume of her tights and her feet mixed together, making him dizzy. The sloppy, wet sounds of her pussy intensified as juices bubbled up around her slit, one of his fingers thrusting in and out relentlessly, while the other mercilessly rubbed her clit. Her limbs shook uncontrollably and her pussy wall suddenly clamped down on his finger. He rubbed her clit, almost pinching it as it twitched under her fingertip, pulsing, the muscles underneath her perineum squeezing tightly. Suddenly, fluid squirted out of Soko's slit, dousing Momoro's hand, arm, and face with juice. Good lord! Got a fire hose in there? He thought it might be urine at first, but the juices were odorless and clear. The skin on your finger is so rough. It feels way too good inside me. I couldn't help but squirt. She's a squirter! He looked conflicted, but couldn't seem to stay mad in the face of Soko's charming smile, dripping with pleasure. What's this juice? Soko didn't make a move to stop his finger from rubbing her clit. It made sense. Why would she want to stop something that felt so good? Now, for those of you who care, this is actually a turn-on for me. I've got into squirting. I don't know why, but for some odd reason, that just, it does something for me. It must be something in the brain, because, like, it's weird. Why would you be interested in that? But that's like a lot of fetishes that we have, you know. Like, the guys that are into feet. Why are you into feet? Feet stink. Why you like feet? So like, well, I like the stink of feet. Like, well, I mean, I'm glad I'm not that guy. Momoro-kun, do you know about squirting? When you make me feel really good, pussy juice squirts out. I squirt really easy. Ah, I'm gonna come again, she says. As her moans rose in intensity, Momoro increased the pressure on her G-spot and clit, rubbing harder. Your sweet, sexy fingers, right there, don't stop. Another gush of fluid squirted out with a loud squelching sound. The cloyingly tart scent of her pussy became stronger around the bed, pleasuring a woman with his unskilled fingers enough to make her squirt. He felt a rush of pleasure and pride in his accomplishment. The tip of his cock jerked and twitched up and down as Soko bathed him in her smutty juices. Now, I hope he feels as much accomplishment for, you know, university. Or if he decides to not do university and do a trade, I hope he feels as much accomplishment there, too. As cock seemed to be begging to fuck her over and over. Soko-san, he pleaded with her pathetically, not wanting to wait any longer, and Soko laughed in response. You knew it wasn't gonna end here, folks. You look so sad, you really wanna fuck me, huh? Soko used both hands to pull her pussy lips apart, exposing her slit and her tiny clit. He had teased her so much, her pussy overflowed with semi-transparent juice and milky white fluid. It was almost as if her pussy was drooling for the type of pleasure only his cock could bring. Well, not technically true, you know, vibrators and all that crazy stuff that women have these days, but in the context of the story, yeah. He says, I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you so bad, Soko-san. He told her what she wanted to hear as his cock trembled and twitched incessantly. And you probably should shout that, like, loudly. Like, you know, not the way I said it, which seemed, like, completely disinterested. He told her what she wanted to hear as his cock trembled and twitched incessantly, which I've just read. I thought I went to the next line. Soko looked pleased as she watched his dick jerk side to side while he begged. You did such a good job making me come. I think you deserve a sweet reward, don't you agree? Yeah, yes, I agree. His dick jerked in time with his words. Her increasingly amused smile quickly melted into a lecherous grin. Make sure not to go in the wrong hole. The one you want is right here. This one. She pointed to her pussy, and it twitched open and closed invitingly with each movement. Transparent fluid dripped out, bubbling around her lips. Suddenly, his mind flashed back to when he fucked Mitsuko yesterday. His cock got even harder as he remembered the intense pleasure he felt inside Mitsuko, every single inch of his cock enveloped in hot, wet flesh. Stick that rock-hard virgin cock in here. That's funny. Remember, he's not actually a virgin, but she doesn't need to know that. He says, come on, don't be shy. He nestled the head of his rock-hard cock against her lewdly twitching pussy. The inside of her soaking wet pussy was even harder than earlier, tinged deep red with lust. Her right pussy enveloping the tip of his cock felt different than Mitsuko's, but no less pleasurable. He met slight resistance as he pushed her slit. He stopped, savoring the sensation. Soko's sultry whisper tickled his earlobe. Yeah, a lot of guys melt when they hear that. Ah! Throbbing with desire and lust, he shoved the entire length of his cock deep inside her pussy. As he did so, a long, soft moan escaped Soko's mouth, as if she were slowly immersing herself in a hot bath. Ugh! Ugh! Her sticky, soaking wet pussy seemed to suck him all the way in. Her pulsing pussy squeezed him rhythmically, not quite like a heartbeat, but close enough. I can feel your whole... Yeah, we got it. I'm not gonna repeat that, guys. Even full of cock, Soko was all smiles. Her hot pussy, squeezing him over and over, felt like a ripe, juicy fruit. Ah, you feel amazing. Countless muscles deep in her pussy enveloped his cock, squeezing him delightfully hard. The folds of her flesh, slippery with juices, coated his cock from the tip all the way down to the shaft. He felt as if she were sucking him in with a plunger. The pleasure from her pussy was so intense, his mind went blank. She said as if crawling over a sought-after gift. Momoro heard none of it, completely engrossed in her alluring, pulsating pussy. He felt dizzy from the sensation of simply being inside her, but she wanted more, and her hips squirmed from side to side, as if begging him to fuck her. Having lost his virginity only the day before, there was no way he could say no to such delectable temptation wrapped around his cock. I have to say, I do like her face here. She looks like she's really enjoying it. It's not that Ahagal stuff. It's more enjoyable than that. She doesn't look like she's in a coma. Before he knew what was happening, he had started thrusting his hips, fucking her as best as he could. Well, hey, you know what? You do the best you can. You do the best you can. That's all the good Lord wants you to do is the best you can. Delighted moans slipped from her lips. Each thrust of his cock into her sloppy wet pussy brought a burst of mind-melting pleasure. Hearing her talk dirty to him as he fucked her drove him crazy with desire. He stopped for a moment, overwhelmed by hot, burning, luscious pleasure. He started fucking her again, the stimulation suddenly more intense. The pleasure was so intense, Momoro struggled desperately to keep his orgasm at bay. With each thrust in and out, her pussy rubbed, squeezed, sucked, and stroked his cock, the head rubbing over her slippery pussy walls and the extra pleasurable grape-like nubs in the deepest part of her pussy. Momoro struggled desperately to keep a straight face as Soko's moans of pleasure grew louder and louder. Her sloppy pussy squeezed his hard cock passionately. Soko moaned with each thrust into her sloppy slit, her body squirming delightfully. A musky scent floated up between the toes of her tights, turning Momoro on by its sheer rawness alone. As she screamed out in unbridled lust, she deftly twisted the angle of her hips. Her pussy squeezed his cock down her narrow passageway. Soko let out a seductive moan. She's like, isn't this great, Momoro-kun? This is how it feels to fuck. How do you like my pussy? It's amazing, haha. I hit something rough and it felt incredible. It's kind of weird. It's like, well, what do you think of my pussy? Well, let's see. Yeah. As he continued thrusting in and out, the head of his cock rubbed against something high up at the back of her pussy that felt like a soft sponge filled with tiny grains of jelly. Soko's happiness at his compliment quickly turned lecherous, a pervy smile playing on her lips. He's like, ha, 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 ha. Or if you like evil villains, ha, 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 ha. That's probably not it, though. Marmo gasped for breath as he continued fucking her. The pleasure raced from his cock up to his spine to his brain. He thrust faster as if responding to Soko's unspoken begging for more. All Momoro could hear was lewd squelching, flesh pounding against flesh, and Soko's moans. As he continued fucking Soko, the reality that was making her feel good slowly dawned on him. When he fucked Mitsuko, she had been in charge, teasing him playfully. With Soko, it was the control, turning her on, making her moan. What? She's calling and she says, "You're a true master, the pussy master. You could turn any girl into a sex-crazed bitch." He felt his pride inflate at her words, each thrust bringing new praise from her lips. Alongside the pleasure from her pussy, he felt a sense of domination and sweet satisfaction fill his entire body. "Ah, Soko-san, you're so gorgeous. You feel amazing." He spoke his mind, interspersing his long, deep thrusts with several shallow ones. "You're amazing. So good. You're fucking me like a pro. I can't believe it's your first time." Soko moaned, the must from her tights and her pussy mingling in the air. The two scents combined with the sweet alcohol in her breath making him feel drunk. Oh, that's bullshit. He wasn't drunk, but Soko's natural perfume was so intoxicating he felt like he might be. Marmo continued fucking her as her moans got louder, trying his best to hit the right spot with his cock. Her moans only spurred him on as he savored her tight pussy. Soko's pussy feels so different compared to Mitsuko's. The two pussies were, in fact, very different from muscle strength to shape. Even certain places felt rougher or smoother. You wouldn't believe they were the same body part. Soko-san's pussy is amazing. He tried desperately to keep his orgasm at bay, gritting his teeth against the mind-numbing pleasure. The harder he fucked her, the harder she gasped for breath, writhing underneath him. Her nipples were rock-hard pebbles on her exposed breasts, her areolas covered in goosebumps. Her moans made some primal instinct inside himself want to tease her more. Her high-pitched, lust-filled moans only spurred Mamoru on, his hips a blur as he fucked her hard. The droplets of sweat covering her bouncing breasts glistened underneath the light. Her sopping wet pussy was burning with desire. Her hot, sultry pussy was making his cock melt with pleasure, each thrust bringing a combination of rough and slippery sensations. "Ah, ha, ha, it feels so good, I can't think straight. Ugh, ah." The faster he fucked her, the better it felt, but slowing down caused an even more intense, almost unbearable wave of pleasure to wash over him. All he wanted to do was keep fucking her harder and faster, chasing his orgasm. As if hearing his thoughts, she wriggled her hips lasciviously, screaming out, begging him. He had wanted to ask if he could come in her, but he couldn't bring himself to speak the words. There was no way it was okay, but how could anyone resist such a sweetly moaned invitation? His cock and balls developed a taste for sex with Mitsuko. He remembered how amazing it felt to come inside her. She begged and pleaded with him, as if responding to his unspoken desires. A shiver of pleasure raced up his spine at her sweet entreaties. Whatever that word is. The pleasure of irresponsibility coming inside her penetrated his entire body. He remembered the exquisite pleasure of pussy juice and sperm swirling around his cock, coating it. Soko-san! Unable to form words, she yelled his name as if begging for help. He wanted to feel that pleasure again, but unlike last time, he would be in full control of his orgasm. Memories of his first time filled his head. As if sensing his inability to vocalize his thoughts, Soko continued screaming his name. Soko-san! 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 Intense pleasure was building up in her pussy and his cock. Something explosive, something catastrophic was about to break through, like a dam threatening to burst through the sluice gates. Mamoru continued fucking her, almost desperately. She moaned loudly, her words so dirty it swept away the last threads of Mamoru's rationality. Soko-san, Soko-san, I want to fuck you until nothing makes sense. What? Well, there's her Ehigao face, anyway. The room was filled with the sound of her drenched pussy and their flesh slapping together. With the room soundproof, there was no need to hold back. Her pussy clamped down on his cock in pleasure as the super-sensitive head of his cock rubbed against her G-spot and smashed her cervix. He felt a burst of pleasure from the friction between his cock and the rough walls of her pussy. She immersed herself in the pleasure, gasping for air. I didn't want to come just right. I want to enjoy her pussy to the fullest, savoring all the different sensations. I want to fill her pussy with cum and bury my super sensitive post-orgasm dick in it. Torn between the two conflicting emotions, he couldn't fight his animalistic instincts, wanting nothing more than to succumb to the intense pleasure. Her limbs convulsed as juices squirted out from deep inside her pussy. Hot fluid soaked Mamoru's lower abdomen, making him realize she was close to climaxing. Soko moaned, her entire body stiffening. The lewd sound of fucking and her slopping wet pussy coupled with Soko's musky scent all assaulted his senses, heightening his pleasure. It's like, oh, I'm coming too, Soko-san, ah! As he gasped for breath, all he could see and hear was Soko, her exquisitely wet pussy, squeezed his cock so deliciously hard, practically milking the cum out of him.
Hey,
She screamed in ecstasy, her body spasming with pleasure. Meanwhile, her pussy kept pulsing on his cock. It gripped his dick tightly, from the head all the way down to the shaft, rubbing and squeezing him. The sensation of her pussy squeezing him rhythmically over and over was too much. He could feel himself losing consciousness. Soka-san, 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 Soka-san! Ah! Suddenly, a clump of yellowish sperm opened up in his urethra in preparation of ejaculation. Intense heat and pleasure flew from his balls to his anus, from his spine all the way to his brain. As she screamed out unbearably loud, Momaru felt a squeezing sensation at the base of his cock, and he began pumping cum into her pussy. Buckets of cum began shooting out of his cock. He was so enraptured he couldn't help it, compared the sensation to how a cow might feel when being milked. Oh, it feels so good. Fireworks were exploding before his eyes. The catastrophic force of his built-up cum exploding out of his cock was palpable. He didn't stop fucking Soko, even as he came. He couldn't stop. His cock felt so exquisitely comfortable inside her pulsing pussy, he couldn't stop his hips from thrusting in and out. Soko screamed out in ecstasy as he continued fucking her. Her pussy continued to squeeze him spasmodically, sucking every last drop of cum from his cock. Wave-like ripples shook her lower abdomen, her voluptuous breasts bouncing wildly. The hot flesh that clung to his cock swelled out almost like a balloon as the tip of his cock smashed against her slippery cervix. She continued talking dirty, her tongue hanging out of her mouth as she came. Fluids gushed from opening her for a sloppy slit, a mixture of pussy juice and cum. Oh my god, how much longer is this gonna go? The Soko writhing underneath him was nothing like the sweet, classy Soko he knew. Driven wild by a man's cock babbling dirty nonsense as she orgasmed, her pussy overflowing with cum, she looked like a bitch in heat. This is who she really is. I made her look this way. Momaru, who had just lost his virginity yesterday, savored the irresistible pleasure. Knowing he had made Soko come all by himself, he felt a strong sense of satisfaction at a job well done. After a long, long, almost unbearably long time later, he finally finished humming. Following a few more thrusts, he finally stopped, his cock resting inside her. She looked well fucked, her voice sweet and satisfied. The smell of her pussy and his cum mingled cloyingly. They use the word cloyingly a lot in the air. He suddenly felt a burst of anxiety. He was afraid his cock might melt off his body if he left it inside her too much longer. What? He knew it was impossible. The sex with Soko had been that luscious. I'm pulling out, Soko-san, okay? With a loud sucking sound, he pulled his still hard cock out from inside her. A thick, sticky string of semen stretched from the opening of her pussy to his cock, which was still as hard as ever, even after coming. Her pussy gaped open. A mix of yellowish, jelly-like cum and glittering pussy juice dripped out. Soko spoke while watching her pussy, which twitched lewdly, as if begging for more cock. Actually, she was watching the abundance of Momoro's sperm dripping out from her well-fucked pussy. Momoro was just as hypnotized as she was by the hole he just plowed. The steaming hot petals of her pussy twitched, rippling, as if begging for more pleasure. She says, "Ah, I definitely didn't get drunk enough." Soko didn't seem fazed by the lewd, squishy sounds coming from her pussy as juices continued dripping out. Her sultry eyes seemed glued to Momoro's cock, still covered in cum. Looks like that thick cock of yours is ready for round two. She chuckled mischievously as a fat drop of cum dripped from her slit. The scent of pussy he'd longed for all of yesterday mixed with the aroma of his cum, making his cock stiffen. Says, "I want more seconds, please, gimme." Momoro couldn't resist Soko's begging. Instead of answering, he gripped his rapidly hardening cock and shoved it deep inside her pussy, still overflowing with their juices. Momoro began fucking her hard, the sounds of sex floating in the air. Her lips trembled as moans escaped her mouth. That he had filled Mutsuko with loads of cum only the day before didn't seem to matter. Before they knew it, dawn had broken, and Momoro had given her seconds, thirds, and so much more. The morning after that mind-blowing night, Momoro-kun, do you want more food? Yes, please. You still have some miso soup left, Momoro-kun. Do you want me to top you up? Sure, thanks. Similar to the morning following the night of infidelious frolicking with Mitsuko, Momoro once again found himself seated at the breakfast table, trapped in a somewhat awkward paradise. Soko ate her breakfast, her blank face betraying nothing of the intense sexual escapades they'd engaged in all night long. A night of constant pleasure might leave an eye bag or two on a normal person, but Soko's complexion seemed to practically glow. I'm home! Saiko finally arrived home after a night of partying. Mom, leave some food for me, okay? I'm gonna take a quick shower. Taking a shower after a night on the town, Saiko was truly the epitome of a university party girl. Out in the sticks, where neighbors frequently gossip, there's no way a girl could simply waltz in after staying out all night, yet no one in the Soma household seemed to bat an eye. Do you prefer a hot or cold tea, Momoro-kun? Cold, if that's okay. What do you like better, barley or oolong? Let's see, barley. Mitsuko and Soko bustled around the kitchen, tending to Momoro's needs with a cheerful, warm smiles on their faces. Yeah, I'll bet. However, he couldn't ignore the ice-cold gaze from one person in particular. The owner of that gaze was the culprit behind the awkward part of his otherwise blissful breakfast. Aren't you two going a little overboard? You're gonna spoil the kid rotten at this rate. Kurumi's blunt words fell like a knife through the heart. His guilt over sleeping with both Mitsuko and Soko made her biting words sting bitterly. Don't call him that, Kurumi. His name is Momoro-kun. Yeah, besides, he's the same age as you are. Stop picking on him. That we're the same age simply means I have to keep a closer eye on him. Perhaps you're right. There is something a little sneaky about him. He's probably got a filthy mind hidden under that seemingly innocent facade. So creepy. There didn't seem to be any connection between Kurumi's distrust and what Mitsuko and Soko referred to as lecherous behavior. It seemed reasonable to be wary of a man who slept with both your mom and sister, though. Of course, no one aside from the involved parties knew he had done so. Look, I'm just saying you're both doting on him way too much, which might give him the wrong idea. Wrong idea about what exactly? He couldn't do much to convince Kurumi otherwise without spilling the sexy beans. I've always longed for a little brother. I don't see any harm in spoiling him a little. I don't know. I said the same thing yesterday. I've always wanted a son. This type of opportunity doesn't come along every day. If that's really what you two want, then fine. Kurumi snapped at the two women, clearly annoyed, but they simply smiled at each other. It seemed like they were being blatantly obvious about their individual affairs with the boy. If Kurumi ever found out he'd slept with Mitsuko or Soko... You two haven't forgotten the promise we made, right? Kurumi made a point of emphasizing the word promise. Is this the same promise you mentioned yesterday? The offhand remark had eaten at him all day. It wasn't really a big deal. He was sure Kurumi was referring to the promise to dress more conservatively. It made sense when Sayoko brought it up. Still, he had a feeling there was more going on than he was aware of. Thinking calmly, he had a sneaking suspicion that they... What? He had a sneaking suspicion that they weren't keeping their word at all. It's none of your business, excuse me. Although not quite done yet, Kurumi angrily got up from the table and stormed off. None of my business. Now I definitely feel like it is somehow. Unable to ask directly, Momura looked over at Soko and Mitsuko, who was still holding his soup bowl. The two, noticing his attention was on them, smiled back warmly yet slightly distracted. She did have a point, I guess. After all, Momura-kun, you two are about the same age, right? Well, yeah, I guess we are. That's why. You see, before you arrived, we all made a sort of promise with each other. Soko's tone seemed evasive, as if she was struggling to find the right words without revealing too much. It wasn't a big deal, but I'm sorry. I'm actually a little embarrassed talking about it. Forgive me? The only thing I'll say is that I've kept that promise 100%. You have too, right? Yes, of course. I'm not the type of person to break a promise. I'll keep it no matter what. Mitsuko and Soko exchanged amicable smiles, which only deepened Momura's confusion over what that secret might be about. Not wanting to be a killjoy, Momura continued quietly sipping on his miso soup until... Good morning, Momura-kun! He almost spit out his soup in shock. Seiko sat down at the kitchen table completely naked except for a bath towel. Trying hard not to ruin the delightful breakfast laid out before him, he swallowed his soup in one noisy gulp. For a moment, it had seemed as if Sayoko was completely naked. She might be wearing flesh-colored underwear, but the table currently hid them from view. From what he could see, the bath towel only seemed wrapped around her upper body. Well, what are you doing? What am I doing? Eating breakfast, of course. She laughed delightedly before thanking her mom for the food. He caught glimpses of her pale pink nipples and areola over the top of her towel with every movement, her voluptuous breasts bouncing merrily. This titillating view would thrill any hot-blooded man, right? Despite having fucked its heart out for 2 days in a row, the sight before him was almost too much for his poor cock to handle. Well, she is the hottest one, after all. You know perfectly well what I meant. I'm talking about what you're wearing or not wearing. Sayoko, seemingly unperturbed by his accusation, glanced casually down at herself. Oh yeah, I forgot. Being naked is a no-no now. She wrapped the towel a little more tightly around herself, hiding her nipples from view, before returning to her meal, of course. That's not good enough. Please put some clothes on. He's right. Gosh, what do I do with you? You shouldn't inundate such a sweet, innocent boy with filth first thing in the morning. The scalding seems almost perfunctory, as if they were doing it only because Momura was right there. Based on Saiko's reaction, this behavior was normal for her. Seriously, it's too early to have you two yelling at me. Besides, I don't know what filth you're talking about. I'm probably cleaner than the two of you combined. She was so engaged in defending herself that she didn't notice her towel had slipped, fully exposing both breasts. The two plump mounds were somehow even more magnificent than Mitsuko or Soko's, her nipples a bright pink thanks in part to her shower. Her areola glands stood out like tiny goosebumps in the pale pink skin surrounding each pert nipple. He sat there, dumbstruck by the vision before him, before suddenly snapping back to his senses. For the love of God, cover yourself up! Okay, fine. I'm sure I have a robe somewhere. Sayoko got up from the table, heading back to her room. He couldn't help but notice she was completely naked, from her bare butt all the way around to her crotch. She really hadn't been wearing any clothes aside from the towel. Marmo couldn't seem to tear his eyes away from her butt cheeks, her flesh jiggling with each step. He suddenly felt the weight of Mitsuko and Soko's silent gazes. Momura looked over at them and they smiled back warmly. I wasn't staring! He knew there was no excuse for his over-the-top oogling of her departing ass. Yeah, her ass departed all right. And yet they simply continued smiling at him. Their calm, almost saint-like smiles were also chillingly terrifying. Can I have some more food, please? Why, of course, I made a lot, so eat as much as you'd like. You need lots of energy for the day ahead. He could see an unspoken "see you tonight" sparkle in both women's eyes. With Sayako's nude body on his mind, he hurriedly gulped down the rest of his breakfast while nursing a raging hard-on. Momura was studying in his bedroom. Sayako was seated next to him, an unusual sight indeed. Wow, you really take your schoolwork seriously. I honestly don't think you'll have any problems going forward. Really? Hearing you say that makes me feel a lot better. She says, you're so sweet. Kurumi would do so much better at school if she was as adorable and hardworking as you. Momura began writing out the answer to each question written in his notebook. Not only did Sayoko approve of his study method, but writing things out improved his memory as well. By the way, you smell really good, Sayoko-san. She smelled completely different than Mitsuko and Soko, a tantalizing fragrance with a hint of sweetness that tickled his lungs with each breath. Feeling her next to him, hearing her faint breath, and smelling her scent triggered a secret memory. Mitsuko's alluringly passionate moans as she came on Momura's cock. Soko moaning so sweetly with each hard thrust. Sayoko's mere presence alone seemed to trigger those vibrant memories. What did Sayoko look like in the midst of an orgasm? What did her moans sound like? Inquiring minds want to know! Stop having dirty thoughts. No, 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 have them. Have them here, sir. Especially not after Sayoko took time out of her busy day, specifically to help you. He shook his head, trying to dispel his dirty memories, thinking back to the morning in an attempt to clear his mind. After finishing breakfast, he headed over to the university he'd hopefully be attending next year. Up until now, he'd been taking the train whenever he wanted to check out the campus, but decided to try out the bus to see which route was cheaper. The downside to public transportation in the city was the frequency of delays due to staff like traffic accidents. Accident and the weather. Once he learned the route better, biking or even jogging to campus on especially rainy days didn't sound half bad. A bike would cost about the same as a train pass for 1 month, ultimately saving money in the long run. Although his sports scholarship meant he could attend school tuition-free, that also meant he had to focus even harder on his judo training. There wasn't enough hours in the day for him to get a part-time job. An attempt to get used to big city life, he stopped in at a big-name cafe that didn't exist in his hometown. He sat and enjoyed the atmosphere while sipping a drink he had never tried before and quietly studying. His sudden desire to head out for the afternoon was partly to check his to check out his soon-to-be new school, and partly because of the naked psycho incident at breakfast. She had gone to sleep shortly after she finished breakfast, but that uncomfortable awkwardness from the kitchen followed him into the living room, leaving his brain spinning. Feeling once again refreshed, he returned to the Soma household, only to immediately bump into Saiko, who had just woken up. Unsure what to do, Saiko was the one who offered to help him study. Time to study, huh? I don't have anything to do. Maybe keeping you company will help wake me up. She readily agreed to help with Mamoru's homework, her breakfast antics apparently forgotten. If anything, everything goes to plan, we'll be attending the same university soon, and she's got the most laid-back personality out of everyone here. Still, she's such a big city girl. Oh, chic, not chick. Yeah, she's a chic big city girl. So I'm not sure we have anything in common.
Well, I bet you do.
She happens to have a vagina, and you happen to have a penis, and I think, as we have seen from study, that seems to work very well in this household. Her active social life meant she was almost never at home, leaving precious little time for them to get to know each other, which is why Mamoru readily accepted her offer. He shook his head, trying to dispel his dirty memories, thinking back to the morning in an attempt to clear his mind. You gotta buckle down. It doesn't matter how athletic you are, or if you fail your classes and drop out. I'm sure that's not the type of help you were looking for, hee hee. Pardon. He glanced over and was surprised by how close she was sitting. Her gorgeous smile, the perfect complement to her refined beauty, made his heart skip a beat. You know, I wouldn't be able to afford a university if it wasn't for the scholarship. Really, Mamoru-kun? You're really amazing, you know that? I'm truly touched by your dedication. Saiko reached around and hugged his head from behind. Hey, wait, don't do that! Mamoru felt something round, plump, and firm squish against the back of his head. He had come to know the sensation very well over the past few days. Well enough to feel unique differences between pairs. I'm not a kid, don't treat me like one. That's right, he was far from a child. He might just be starting his journey in life, but he still had some pride. Ahaha, Mamoru-kun, your cheeks are bright red. Saiko giggled delightedly, completely unaware of Mamoru's perverted thoughts. His mind was trying to connect the feeling of her plump breasts with what he glimpsed that morning at breakfast. He wanted so much to press his face between those breasts. If he just turned his head, battling against his newly awakened sexuality, Mamoru snapped back to reality. Come on, quit it. Stop, okay? This is definitely not helping me. In fact, you're making me forget everything I just studied. Sorry, your face is just so red right now, ha ha ha. Of course it is! Distracted by the weight of her breasts against the back of his head, he couldn't help but blush with embarrassment, his cheeks blazing. You're just making me want to tease you more. Soko told me the same thing, you know? You're like this little brother we never had. Alright, get back to work. Okay, I'm doing my best. Let's see, which of the following words contains the same soul kanji as in sozo? Mauro began working on his Japanese homework. An encounter with a ghost, a 300-year-old businessman, antisocial ideology. Mauro twirled his pen between his fingers as he pondered. He knew the kanji that made up the words sogan, sogyo, and shiso. The question referred to a specific sentence within the reading passage. However, the word sozo could be one of two words, either of which could fit perfectly. Momoro-kun, this sort of question is testing your reading comprehension. The solution lies in understanding the story. It's impossible to know the answer by simply reading this question, but with context, the answer becomes obvious. Oh, really? This time, Momoro read over the entire passage from start to finish. I understand much better. The next sentence, the protagonist achieves his goal, so it must be to create, not to imagine, which means the answer is Sogyo. Correct. If you keep that in mind, you'll do marvelously. Marvelously. The next six pages have similar questions. With Sayako's helpful guidance, Mauro was able to answer the next several problems successfully. Sayako-san comes off as such a party girl, but she's actually the smartest in her family. Each woman in the household had a lecherous side hidden just beneath their prim and chaste surfaces. He couldn't seem to stop thinking about Mitsuko and Soko. Mauro-kun, are you done yet? Sorry, I still have a few questions left. Well, it's not like you're being timed, so no need to rush. Use those thinking skills of yours. She fell back onto the bed and began flipping through a magazine. Why not try some on your own? I'll check your answers when you finish. Okay, sure. He turned to answer and was shocked by what he saw. Fall fashion seems to be geared towards book-loving art kids. Wow. Engrossed in her magazine, she didn't notice Momoro's hot and heavy gaze. Psycho lay back on the bed with her long legs crossed at the knee. Why the hell didn't we have CGs for this? The problem was the gap between those knees. So, black, adult panties. Only a mature lady would wear something like that. He could see all the way up her miniskirt. Her lacy black panties were scandalous enough to steal the heart of any man in their prime. Psycho was engrossed in her magazine. She had no idea her underwear was on full display. It was just like earlier when she flounced out of the shower completely nude. Perhaps her relaxed posture reflects her relaxed attitude? The way Momoro was seated, it was impossible for him to see her face. All he could see was her long, slender legs stretching out from beneath her denim skirt, her soft, thick thighs, and the juncture between them. All that lay between him and a peak of her pussy was a thin piece of lacy fabric. She's teasing me and taking it way too far. Or perhaps she really does see me like a brother and is completely unaware. He couldn't bring himself to tell her he could see her underwear. Mainly because saying so would imply he'd been staring at her crotch, which was too embarrassing to admit. How's it going? Making any progress? Yeah, slowly but surely. He still couldn't see her face, but she had a gentle, almost teacherly lilt to her voice. Great, let me know when you get to the next section. Okay, he replied, distracted, focused entirely on the gap between her thighs. Ah, there we go. Her thin, delicate panties wrapped around her plump pubic mound. He could feel his heart beat faster at the sight of her slit, clearly outlined in fabric. I always thought one pussy was the same as another, but now I know they're very distinctive. I'm sure here hers is different from Mitsuko-san and Soka-san's pussy, but how? What color is it? What does it look like? How plump is it? The mind boggles. They couldn't stop thinking about her thinly veiled slit. Psycho was still too engrossed in her magazine to notice Momoro staring at her. His gaze moves from her panties to her breasts. He spotted the deep valley of her breasts past the gap in the neckline of her shirt, and there was no hint of a bra. I'm pretty sure those are her nipples, which means she's braless. His homework completely forgotten, his eyes traveled between her exposed underwear and her breasts. So she wasn't wearing a bra when she pressed her breasts against the back of my head earlier. Studying was suddenly the very last thing on his mind. You'll make so many careless mistakes, Momoro-kun. You really have to read each essay carefully. You always find the right answer if you think about it. Sayako lectured him while rifling through her magazine. You don't want your grades to suffer because of a couple silly mistakes. Yeah, you're right. Marmo, distracted by the marvelous view before him, tried his best to show he was listening. I know you said tests are simply a formality, but imagine how cool you'd look if you were both athletic and academic. It'd be pretty impressive. Yeah, you're right. He repeated himself absently as he watched her legs spread open and shut as she talked. He kept snatching glances of her glorious panty-covered pubic mound and that marvelous slit hidden underneath. He couldn't help but feel aroused by the occasional peek of her light pink nipples. She's the smartest one in her family. Staring at my panties like that is just gonna drive all the blood to your cock. Now that's not helpful at all. Yeah, you're right. He looked up in surprise. She had lowered her magazine while he wasn't paying attention and was currently watching him with a big grin on her face. The mischievous twinkle in her eyes let him know she'd been teasing him on purpose. Hearing a dirty word like cock from those perfectly shaped lips, and they are amazing lips, folks. Let's not even beat around the bush. His heart began to beat a mile a minute at how seductively alluring she looked. I wasn't staring. it's too late. You were staring so hard. I thought you might burn a hole in my panties. She spread her legs wide as she teased him. He hurriedly looked away, but not before catching a glimpse of her splayed legs. His cheeks blazed as blood rushed to his face. She might be teasing him, but he knew he was nothing more than a dirty horn dog. And here I was, thinking I found myself a cute little brother. Looks like you're just a perv getting hard looking at my panties when you should be studying, though. I'm heartbroken. Momoro was at a loss, trying desperately to cover up his noticeable reaction to her words. He was, after all, incredibly hard. I'm so sorry. There's no excuse for what I did. You're such a guy sometimes. That's right. As soon as you do something wrong, you immediately apologize. Very nice. I'm really, really sorry. I still have a lot to learn when it comes to dealing with girls. Dealing with girls, huh? In that case, I'm definitely never letting you live this down. Wait, why not? You said you're not used to dealing with girls, right? If you're gonna be living with four women, then you'll have to conquer your perverted desires at some point. And yet, here you are, staring at my panties. You've already failed at step one. I guess so. Instantly regretting his choice of words, he sat there, unable to defend himself from her accusations. There's no way I can live with peace of mind around a horny perv like you. How can we solve this teensy problem? Oh, what if I tell everyone you were staring at my panties? He felt the blood drain from his face at the mere thought. Kurumi is already on edge around you, and I'm sure once the others hear about your dirty behavior, they'd kick you right out of the house. He could easily picture Kurumi throwing him out. He thought about the promises he made to both Mitsuko and Soko. Sayako had no idea of their secret sexual trysts, but if the two women heard what he'd done, they'd be furious for sure. His scholarship would be nothing but a dream. Oh god, but please, Sayako-san, anything but that! He threw himself down on the floor, bowing deeply. Sayako sat up in bed. Suddenly, he was looking right at her perfectly pedicured toes. He lifted his head, and all he could see was her underwear digging deep into her slit, outlining in sharp detail. He felt disgusted by how turned on he was, even while groveling for her forgiveness. So you'll do anything, huh? He sounded devilishly excited by the prospect, this Momoro struggle between his guilt and his arousal. Yeah, yes, I'll do anything as long as you'll forgive me. He continued desperately and shamelessly groveling. Sayako spoke up after a moment. She giggled gleefully, her devilish smirk growing wider by the second. In that case... In that case, I want to see your underwear. You saw mine, now it's your turn. Fair is fair. What? His whirling thoughts momentarily froze. You're joking, right? Is what he wanted to ask, but her expression told him otherwise. She was smiling, but there was a mean edge to it. As if to say, does it look like I'm joking? Well, I'm not sure. Mara was clearly rattled by her unexpected request. And yet his cock was throbbing with excitement. In fact, he was getting harder and more turned on by the second. He felt trapped, unable to do anything but what she told him to. Mamoru-kun, come on, strip, strip, let me see those cute boxers. She clapped her hands in time with her cries to undress, and Mamoru mentally prepared himself for the inevitable. All I have to do is strip, right? Then we'll be square? Come on, Mamoru-kun, are you a man or not? Take off your clothes. Following her excited orders, he reluctantly removed his shirt, tossing it aside. Too sexy for my shirt. Why do I feel so turned on by being forced to strip in front of her? His shorts were next. With his shorts gone, there would be nothing stopping her from seeing the obvious tent in his boxers. Come on! Let me see those boxers, Mamoru-kun. She continued clapping her hands joyfully. Ooh, she's making it rough. Keeping in time with the rhythm, he let his shorts drop to the floor. Momoru-kun, looks like someone's excited. Oh. But please don't talk like that. His mind went blank from sheer embarrassment as he tried to hide his hard-on with his hands. However, I can't see it if you hide it. You stared at my panties like forever. Stand at attention so I can get a good look. There was no turning back. He had to do what she said. Overwhelmed with shame, he stood with his arms at his side. Well, you really are a jock, huh? You look so cute and innocent, but you've got the body of a man. Her eyes played over his body as if appraising it. He could feel her eyes crawling over every bit of his exposed skin. How can I be so humiliated and so aroused at the same time? Marmol had no idea why his cock was so hard. No, that was a lie. He understood a little. Most guys Marmol's age harbor a secret desire to be teased by an older lady. She even had a sadistic twinkle in her eyes like she was a cat and he was a mouse. Like a snake spotting delicious prey, she ran the tip of her tongue alluringly over her slightly parted lips. He could feel the blood rush to his dick at the sight of her spread legs, her crotch completely exposed. I can't believe you're this hard from simply seeing my underwear. Her gaze settled on his boxers as she smiled devilishly. Mamoru, unable to speak, could only hang his head in shame. It felt as if he were attending a public execution. He suddenly remembered the time he'd been forced to dress as a woman by the other awkward boys and male teachers in his school and added humiliation of winning first prize in a beauty contest. Fighting against his sense of shame and humiliation, he stood there, unable to move. He knew there was a chance the front of his boxers were wet with pre-cum. She seemed to get off on humiliating him. The more embarrassed he looked, the more she tormented him. If it makes her happy, Then she can look all she wants, he told himself, throwing his chest out with pride. Having you strip while I'm still fully clothed is pretty mean, huh? But she spoke those words instead. What do you mean? I mean, it's not fair. We're not on equal grounds. She barely finished speaking before she started removing her clothes. Oh gosh, my hand slipped! Huh? Her breasts seemed to practically leap out of hiding. And unfortunately, YouTube folks, I cannot show you this. I know, right? Yeah, it sucks. We're 18 plus, still can't do it. Doesn't make any sense. They used to say, don't order the Girls Gone Wild video, you gotta be 18 or older. Well, you're 18 or older, and you can't look at it. Doesn't make any sense, right guys? Weird. Well, we want to keep it away from kids. It's 18 plus. That's why when you're 16 and you go call Girls Gone Wild and they say, all right, young man, are you 18 years of age or older? And you say, and then you know you don't have a fucking credit card or you use it. I mean, because you don't have a credit card. You don't have a credit card at that age. You don't have a fucking, you don't have money. Like, I mean, you don't have that kind of money anyway. Like, you can't do that. I don't even know if they age checked you. But I know you're not gonna, like, steal your brother's card or your mother's card or something like that and buy a porno, right? I mean, some people did, but it was rare. It didn't happen often. At any rate, no, you don't do that. So, I don't understand, YouTube. I don't get it. It's a couple of boobs. My God. You can see somebody get their head fucking blown clean off. Cut clean off. Just sliced off, like in a game or something. Or somebody blow up and blood all over the place. But, my God, a breast. Oh my God, a breast. Boobs, oh my God, it's horrible. Oh, the children, the poor children. God, the children, they're gonna be scarred forever. Even though these children suckled on their mother's breasts for I don't know how, I mean, they'll use the formula now, so. I mean, they're not even getting a chance to get breastfed properly, get the right nutrients. Because Nestle is on some fucking bullshit where they think, oh, we can compete with mother's milk. No, you fucking can't compete with mother's milk. They did studies on that. Y'all are trying, oh, we have nutrients that the humans don't have. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. That's why the kids are all coming out weird. It's a formula. I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. Don't make no sense to me. Anyway, this will be the Grim Lord, and I guess I'm out of here, YouTube. And, it sucks, right? Because we want to see those boobs that just leaped out of hiding, don't we? Unfortunately, we can't. Sucks, right?